Ned, the people want travel tips. What do you have for them?
Today's tip is about remembering things you love when traveling. I travel a lot, and I keep a little travel log. And I do that so that when other people are going places that I've been, I have actual recommendations I can offer, be it restaurants, be it experiences, whatever it is. So, for instance, I was recently down in Houston. That's where I got this Sugarland Space Cowboys hat. And beyond that, Sugarland Space Cowboys had a cool stadium, and you should go check it out. Also in the Houston area is a place called Torchy's Tacos, which is a chain of amazing tacos. Specifically, though, the breakfast tacos are out of this world. And you should check it out. And I can say that because I wrote it down in my little travel log, so now I can tell you it here today. So when you have a trip, write things down about it. So when your friends are going, you can offer some advice other than like, oh, I loved it there. And they'll be like, what should you do? And then you just like Google 10 things to do in X place. Don't do that. Have recommendations. That's the tip of the day.
People don't use the phrase out of this world enough. And I think that you do use it adequately.
Thank you.
You use it enough.
I think it also works because I'm wearing a Space Cowboys hat, literally out of this world.
I think that's why it came into your brain at that moment.
It's gotta be.
But I just want to encourage folks to use it in a sentence today.
Bonus tip. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow for our guest tipper, Liz Hake.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.